This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new study out about hedge funds that's kind of interesting. It turns out more hedge funds close their doors in 2015. Liquidate is the word they use with hedge funds. More hedge funds close their doors in 2015 than in any year since 2009, which, if you cross-plot a timeline of stocks with the recession, kind of makes some sense. And all of those funds went under, by the way, almost 1,000 of them, without anybody really noticing. It's a far cry from 1998, when the collapse of a fund called Long-Term Capital Management set off a financial panic and the Fed and major banks ponied up billions of dollars for a bailout. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains why hedge funds and the industry just ain't what they used to be.
So first of all, hedge funds are investment funds that are open only to big-time investors. They are really flexible and usually aggressive in how they invest. The whole idea is to beat the market. Instead, this past year, a lot of them have just taken a beating.
It certainly is a desolate landscape. What can only be described as a slaughter.
Stephen Davidoff Solomon is a professor at UC Berkeley.
It's getting increasingly difficult to outperform the market.
Mark Spindell runs a hedge fund called Potomac River Capital. They manage $600 million.
Markets generally now are still just kind of in this funk of growth isn't so great.
Just look at performance in Europe, Japan, even the U.S. And there are thousands more hedge funds than there were in the 90s, so they can't charge the same hefty fees they once could. So it's harder to turn a profit.
The economics of running these funds, of running these firms, is different than it was pre-crisis. The regulatory costs are higher, and the revenue structure is lower.
When mega hedge fund Long-Term Capital went belly up almost 20 years ago, it threatened to take a lot of financial institutions with it because they had lent the hedge fund money.
We're not seeing that now.
Nicholas Tsafos is an audit and accounting partner at Eisner Amper. He says hedge funds aren't reliant on single banks, and banks aren't reliant on single hedge funds.
A lot of that has to do with the financial crisis that we went through and all the capital requirements that all these institutions are required to have.
So maybe some lessons were learned. Maybe. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
Yeah, maybe.